Now, it's been a minute since we talked about, you know, being happy on purpose. So let me give a brief review, and this will only be a brief review now. Not going to go into all the details that we've covered before, but just to kind of refresh our memories a bit, talk about what we covered so that, you know, we can kind of slide back into this courtesy of Help Guide. Appreciate them helping us with this. And here we go. Tips on helping us experience a greater level of happiness. Number one, numero uno, train your brain to be more positive. And of course, there were several things, several steps that come up under that category of steps to take in order to train our brains to be more positive. And one of them was, for example, expressing gratitude. Yes, let's humble ourselves more and more, get to the point where we are willing, not only able, but willing to let someone know we are grateful to them for the good they've done for us. And again, as a lifestyle, not just once every 5 or 6 months, and you can look back and count them out. 3 different times that I let someone know I was grateful for them, grateful to them for what they did for me this year. 3 different times I let somebody know I'm grateful. No, we probably do better to, be at a point where we can't keep count. You know, if we sit down in December and start thinking about the times that we let someone know we were grateful for something they did for us, that we just lose count, just can't keep up, can't remember it all, remember every instance. That's where we'd rather be, rather than being able to count just a few instances where we said, thank you, I appreciate you, thank you so much, and meant it. All right, so tip one, train your brain to be more positive. Something else we can do, second tip, nurture and enjoy our relationships. Notice that one of the things that goes into that, though, is nurturing the relationship. You know, one of the beautiful things about relationship, and now let's kind of paint some images of relationships. Let's think, for example, about a husband-wife relationship, a parent-child relationship, a sibling relationship. How about a co-worker relationship? How about a fellow worshiper relationship? Any number of relationships. We whet our appetites. We got the ball rolling here. The wheels are spinning. The wheels are turning. We're thinking about different types of relationships. Think about those relationships that you count significant in your life. And what if you do your part to nurture that relationship and the other person does his or her part to nurture that relationship, not just to have it, but nurture it? Can you see how if the husband is doing his part to nurture the relationship with his wife and the wife is doing her part to nurture the relationship that she has with her husband, they both come out winners. They both benefit. They both, each of them, increases the chances that that relationship would be mutually satisfying. Child parent. Parent doing everything in his or her power to nurture the relationship with each child individually. And each child is doing what he or she can do to nurture the relationship with the parent. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our children can participate in helping to nurture these relationships. Yeah, think about when you observe a child who is rude to their parents. Yeah, so by being respectful to the parents, as simple as that may seem, it can go a long way towards a child doing his or her part to help nurture the relationship. What if the child decides, hey, you know what? These are the responsibilities that my parents have given to me. I know I'm able to do these things. This isn't too hard for me. I can do this. I can do each of these, and so I'm going to do them. They're helping to nurture the relationship. What if the parents say, listen, I want you to make sure that you spend adequate time with your homework assignment and with the studies that you need to be taking care of. So don't come home and turn on the TV and you watch TV for 2 or 3 hours, and then you go outside and play for an hour, and then you come back in and watch some more TV. Make sure you're devoting, and they'll tell them, hey, be specific. This block of time from 3:30 to 5:30, or 3:30 to 6:30, 3:30 up to the time that we get dinner on the table, whatever it is. Devote this block of time to taking care of your academics. And rather than going out, going into the bedroom, hiding out, doing no schoolwork, instead of doing that, that child says, hey, you know what? This is something that my parents want me to do. And although I may not really be able to see it now, how this is going to benefit me down the road later in life, because my parents say this is something I should do, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And by taking that position, that child is helping nurture the relationship with the parents. Because if the parents are saying, this is something I want you to do, stay on top of your academics, even when it comes to studying and completing homework assignments, if the child refuses to do it, they're going to be putting stress on the parents, unneeded stress on the parents. And that works against the relationship. And so you can see how if they will go ahead, do what they need to do, they help nurture that relationship, and on it goes. And so, yes, nurture and enjoy your relationships. Let me give you one more review, and then we'll wrap up the reviews and move on to something new when we come back. All right, so we talked about training your brain to be more positive, nurturing and enjoying your relationships. And here's one more just for now. Live in the moment and savor life's pleasures. Back in a moment.